455, 450 free. This is the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live. I know. The rest of those guys, they're taking time off. That's what the big guy, that's what the big talk show hosts do to you.
Not us.
Yeah, indeed, not us. Free Talk Live, it's important to us to get you live content. It's one of the many reasons why we call this Free Talk Live and not the Derek and Mark show.
That's true.
Because the show is about calling in and talking about what you want to talk about, having somebody here who's, well, you know, has a liberty mindset, can talk about the issues, and that's what Free Talk Live's really about. It's not about the hosts, so we can provide you live content 7 days a week. Free Talk Live is live 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time at freetalklive.com and at many of the other myriad of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. You can check out listen.freetalklive.com, where we run it on down for you. Live streams, radio, satellite, webcams, listen lines. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Derek, I have a story here that I find, you know, sadly ordinary.
Please share, Mark.
Sadly ordinary.
Why is that? Why do you find it sad that this is ordinary? What's going on?
CourthouseNews.com. Raleigh, North Carolina. A man was eating a taco at a Raleigh bus stop, says a cop swept kicked him to the ground, broke his leg, and arrested him, then hauled him before a judge who sentenced him to 30 days in jail for contempt because he couldn't stand up on his broken leg.
Oh, no.
Linwood Earl Artis. Police officer James Rollins, Wake County, and its sheriff and others in federal court. I don't even know what that means. I didn't even say anything. Oh, Linwood Artis, he sued these people. Okay, he sued all these different people. Artis said that after buying his dinner at the Armadillo Grill, he quietly began to eat his taco, waiting for the bus, when Rollins approached Artis on foot and asked if a beer was his. Artis leaned forward and saw what appeared to be a discarded can of beer that had been concealed from his view by a newspaper rack. He said he told this to Artis. "Why, officer, if that beer was mine, I'd be enjoying it with my meal." And he resumed eating his taco.
Right.
He says Rollins asked him for ID, and then without either warning or being told he was under arrest, Rollins grabbed Artis by his still taco-bearing arm.
No.
And spun him around with great force, which pivoted Artis on his left leg and then sent the hapless taco flying. Rollins twisted Artis' arms behind his back, swept-kicked Artis' legs from the side, and threw him to the ground. All of Artis' weight was still on his left leg from being spun by Rollins, and Artis felt and heard his lower left leg sickeningly crack when Rollins swept-kicked him. Artis adds that he was not in possession of a deadly weapon. He was, however, in legal and actual possession of a taco, which Artis did not wield in any threatening manner. Artis was taken to the Wake County Detention Center, where, unable to get out of his car on his own and at his own insistence, he was put into a wheelchair. He was charged with misdemeanor open container malt beverage and disorderly conduct. Apparently, they have misdemeanor container malt beverage
as opposed to the others.
Then wheeled before a magistrate at 10:10 p.m. on September the 11th, 2010. He said sheriff deputies continued to heckle him, and he was wheeled into court. They told him there was nothing wrong with him. Artis told the judge that he could not stand because his leg was broken. He was in serious and intense pain because of his shattered leg and was confused as to why he had been arrested, was extremely frustrated by the heckling, and that no one believed he was seriously hurt, and that he was not getting urgently needed medical attention. It took the magistrate 4 minutes to find Artis in contempt of court and sentenced him to 30 days in jail with no bond. Artis said. 11 minutes later, however, Bostrom agreed to set a bond of $1,000, according to the complaint. Artis spent the night in jail without medical attention and says the several times during Artis' stay in the holding cell, he had to urinate on the floor where he lay because jailers would not bring him a wheelchair. I mean, this is a pretty sad circumstance when a man is left with a... they're saying he's feigning his injury, but he's got to pee on himself. It seems like he probably meant it, if that was the case.
How many people are willing to urinate on the floor in front of other people rather than just walk yourself over and stop faking an injury? I mean, he's not...
Even with a broken leg, some people would probably try to get up and hop
over. Right, right. I'm not convinced that he's faking.
Yeah, I'm unconvinced. Well, you don't need convincing, in fact. Nearly 12 hours after he was arrested, a nurse finally inspected his leg and observed that Artis's legs could not bear weight and that his left knee and lower leg was swollen and deformed and that paresthesia, that must be some medical thing that happens when it's broken, was noted. The nurse ordered him to be sent immediately to a hospital emergency room. Artis had pins inserted in his leg, awoke from surgery to find all of his belongings next to his hospital bed, and a nurse informed him that he was no longer in custody. He says that after Officer Rollins refused to testify at the trial and that all charges were dropped, with a note in the file stating that Rollins said he would not testify, this is the police officer, because he couldn't recall the incident. Artis seeks punitive damages for his false arrest, false imprisonment, battery, malicious prosecution, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and destruction of a taco. He is represented by... whatever. And, you know, this looks like one of those instances. It looks like the contempt of cop. This cop didn't feel like this gentleman showed him enough deference. Set your beer there, boy.
Oh, this is disgusting. I can't believe that any person would act this way, let alone someone who calls himself a peace officer, right? This type of behavior is unacceptable for anyone.
Yeah.
So, I can't believe the officer, did I hear this correctly? He doesn't recall the incident where he spun and basically drop-kicked a person, broke his leg, doesn't remember that?
That's the claim. I mean,
it just happens so often that he just, you know, it's all a blur.
I don't believe it for a second either. I mean, I think that it's nonsense, and it's them trying to get out of a situation where they know they're screwed. They, you know, they broke the guy's leg, not taking him to the ground, and then they sentenced him. Remember, he wasn't sentenced for the beer. He wasn't sentenced for any of this. He was sentenced for contempt of court for not standing before his pious magistratedness.
That is disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting.
And I don't even think there's a way that that the justice system could pay him retribution for this. Even if they paid him $50,000, where's that coming from? The taxpayer. They don't have money, the court itself, so they have to take it from other people.
Well, the court has money.
They do.
The officer makes money and the judge makes money. These guys really could compensate this guy.
Coming from the people, right? And why should they... Why should the people have to bear the brunt of the officer's mistake?
Well, if the people are going to pay the judge $100,000 a year, whether the judge has a fine or not. If the judge was fined $10,000 for this, I'll bet he wouldn't care so much the next time somebody didn't stand before him. And frankly, I don't understand why anybody has to stand for a judge at all.
Absolutely,
I mean,
right.
The judge, when I get up and get up for whatever reason in the courtroom, the judge doesn't stand for me. None of these other people stand for me. Why does the judge get people standing for him? I know it's respect for the court. But why? I mean, this isn't 12th century England. The serfs don't have to doff their hats to the Lord any longer. This is absolute insanity, and it doesn't make any sense. The only reason it's around is because nobody seems to think it's an important issue. And I hear that's fine. That's fine and dandy. But it's an important issue to artists who got his freaking leg broken and then got sentenced to 30 days and then had to lay in a holding cell peeing on himself for 12 hours. I mean, you can say it's not an important issue to stand for a judge, but until people stand for these little issues, things like this are going to continue to happen. And the big ones, I mean, the people in the government walk all over you because you defer to them.
Right. I people may call this a little issue, but I think any issue that involves human relationships is a big issue, right? Because it all comes down to how we're relating to one another.
Yep.
And if there's a man who's demanding that I stand for him or that Artis stands for him despite a broken leg, I mean, that's just not a way to carry on your life relating with other people.
And this whole story is about people wearing silly costumes demanding certain attention. Because Artis was eating his taco just by himself, and, you know, there happened to be a beer can somewhere near him. The cop comes up and, you know, treats him, you know, asks him, hey, is that your beer can? And Artis is just, you know, gives him kind of a flippant answer that if that was my beer, I'd be drinking it. And, you know, the cop didn't like that. He didn't like how he was treated. The judge didn't like how he was treated. It's all these pompous, officious bureaucrats that are the problem.
And then who started the violence, right? It was the state.
Yeah.
Who initiated the violence. It's not like it...
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you. Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? Take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. To learn more about Bitcoins, visit weusecoins.org. Watch the video over there. It's weusecoins.org. Derek, we are reading this article about what happened to a man named Linwood Earl Artis. And he was eating a taco, and a cop comes up to him and says something to the effect of, you know, is that your beer there? I guess there was a discarded beer can. You know, if I was, for instance, charged with, I don't know, maybe drunk driving for every, or I guess it would be possession of a open beverage. What's that term?
A malt beverage?
No. When you have a
open container?
Open container. If I was charged with open container for every beer can that was out in front of my property where I live, I would be charged a lot of times. A lot of people drive by, toss beer cans out, you know, along the road. When I walk out there, I always pick them up, you know, keep my little section of the highway clear, because I don't want, you know, I don't want a dirty section of my house, I guess. But the idea that they would, the cop would give this guy trouble about a beer that was nearby, I mean, you could probably figure out if it's his beer by checking it for condensation.
Seriously, it sounds like this is the litter Nazis now. Yeah. Like, they're just coming around, oh, you know, hey, there's some litter over there. That must be yours. And if you disagree or you show me contempt, then I'm putting you in jail and breaking your leg.
Right.
What?
And I think this is what it was all about. This was all about contempt.
Yeah, he didn't like the way he was treated. He just felt like he was talked back to.
Right. This judge, or this cop, you know, the what Artis said when the cop asked him if... This was his beer. Here says, quietly began eating his taco. The Rollins approached Artis on foot and asked if the beer was his. If a beer was his, an Artis leaned forward, saw what happened to be a discarded beer can that had been concealed from his view by a newspaper rack. He told Rollins, "Why, officer, if that beer were mine, I'd be enjoying it with my meal," and resumed eating his taco. And this is a situation where the cop did not feel that the man was properly afeared of him, and showed him proper deference, and so he beat him up, broke his leg, took him to the judge. Then basically all the cops said, "This guy isn't hurt, he's faking it," and the judge believed them, and he essentially beat him up too. By, you know, the guy couldn't stand for him, so he gave him 30 days in jail.
And what in this cop's mind would have been the right way to respond to his stupid question? I mean, not a stupid answer with just total
fear.
I'll bow down to you. What could this artist have done that would have made this cop not violent? Right.
Right.
It sounds like he came up there with a chip on his shoulder.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a certain segment of the population in the law enforcement community that got in there because. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't know this to be true. I've looked this story up. I got no pictures. I'm going to say that Linwood Earl Artis is black. And I'm going to I'm just going to guess the name here. I'm just going to assume, and there I have nothing upon which to debase this, that James Rollins is not. And maybe he has that, you know, thing going on too. But certainly there's an issue of contempt going on. This is an issue where this guy, this Rollins fellow, believes that he should be deferred to because he is a cop. He's a tough guy. And, you know, this guy said, "Nope, not my beer." Went back to doing whatever he was doing, and that wasn't good enough for this cop.
As long as we're speculating about this, the racism thing, I think it could have also just as easily been an ageist thing, where artist could be a young man and Rollins not so much, and he wanted to see proper respect for his elder, right?
Yeah, we are totally going into the realm of speculation here. I think that I think it's difficult, but it's clearly what appears to be an issue of not giving what the police officer felt was sufficient respect, and clearly that was the issue with the judge too. And then when these cowards, these wimps, these little sad men got caught because his leg really was broken,
right?
They immediately clammed up and acted like little wusses.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't know if that happened.
He didn't remember the incident. The guy's stuff was put next to him at the hospital, and they just ran away, and they wanted to all go away. Now, Artis is suing, and I think that he should, But the sad part is that he's going to get taxpayer money if you know these people are found guilty. He's not going to get their money.
Hopefully, he uses a private mediator rather than the justice system.
Yeah, the courts, the city or the state or whomever he's suing is never going to enter into private arbitration with you. You have to take them through their court systems.
Well, and that should it's be the a final, clue.
Well, I think he's probably going to win. He's probably going to get a settlement because this is such an egregious situation. They didn't run away scared because they were right. I think he's going to get some money, but he really should be getting it from them. The judge, the police officer, those guys should be, you know, I'll bet, I don't know what artists, you know, I don't know what artists wants to get as far as a settlement here, but if you just took 10% of those guys' pay, and 1 year, that seems to me, plus, of course, you got to pay for his hospital bills, whatever those might have been.
Right.
But that seems to me like a good penalty. Suddenly, they would straighten right up. This judge wouldn't be all upset about people standing in his courtroom when he comes in. And I really wonder, I mean, you know, is it so hard to imagine a world where people don't stand up when a judge enters a room?
Well, it doesn't happen in daily life, right? Like, you don't stand up when your grandfather enters the room or someone else who you respect. You know, it is rare, and no one tips a hat anymore.
Right.
So standing, that's an even bigger act than tipping your hat. So
right.
I really don't see where this fits into daily life. It's not an appropriate action for anyone to be taking.
Many of the activists here have chosen to take on standing in courtrooms, and I don't stand for judges. It's against my religion. There was an instance recently where Ian Freeman, our normal first chair host here, who's on where it's the Ian Freeman incarceration count up, and we are on day 27. So it could go to 60. It could go to 90. It's somewhere in there. But I had to, the judge passed down this edict that essentially if you wanted to be in the courtroom, you had to stand. Some people chose not to be in the courtroom as a result. I felt I had to be there in case Ian went to jail, and he did, so that I could report to people what happened in the courtroom. And there was, you know, some, as far as I'm concerned, several miscarriages of justice that we could go over if somebody really, you know, wanted to know. But they had to bring in these cops. They brought in several cops, armed people, into the courtroom to just stand there and make sure that everybody stood.
Well, they kicked people out, too,
for
not standing. And they were threatening.
They wouldn't let them have anything written on the, you know, if your shirt had something written on it, you had to wear it, turn it inside out. You know, anybody with a hat had to doff their hat, you know, and these kind of things. And I just wonder, would America be so harmed if we just got rid of these stupid rules, stupid little things they made up 1,000 years ago?
That's not how people need to treat each other.
855-450-3733. Answer the question for me. Would it be so crazy?
Energy and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Labor Day edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Derek, happy Labor Day.
You know, a lot of people would do, Labor Day stuff here. And I wonder whether I always wonder about this situation. I believe labor unions are legitimate. I believe people should be able to get into groups if they want. There's
sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Freedom of association?
Indeed. It's when those groups use the power of government that it bothers me.
Well, yeah, nobody has the right to initiate force.
Indeed, and that's what it comes down to. So when labor unions, say that the only way that employees can, say, bargain with the employer is through a labor union, or that they pass some kind of law that says that 50% plus one of the people, in a workplace vote to institute a labor union and they can't use a blind ballot, and all these other rules that they'll come up with in order to make it easier for them to get their foot in the door. I think that all those things are wrong.
So what do you see labor unions doing? Just being a force for negotiation?
I would think that that's really what it is. I mean, you need to, for one...
nonviolent negotiation.
Nonviolent negotiation, yeah. Like people, the issues need to be important enough that people would want to stick together and, have a certain level of solidarity. We want decaf in the break room. I'm not thinking that that's an issue that people really need to get together and really, get excited about. We want working conditions where we don't get our hands sawed off. Yeah, like those are the kind of things that people might be able to get together on. Employers have used violence in the past, too, and the violence of the state in order to prevent labor unions from, negotiating with people.
That's
and
right.
Things like that. And all of these, it's a sordid history in the past of people, you know, using the state against each other. What I think of for Labor Day is I think of people who have worked hard to build a better life for themselves and others here on planet Earth, whether it's in America or elsewhere. In America, it has been easier traditionally for people to work hard and see the fruits of their labor than it has been in a lot of places. But I think it's getting harder.
Yeah, well, certainly it's harder to labor in America, especially if you want to labor freely. I mean, I like Labor Day, celebrating the ability of the average person to be able to make something of himself and to work towards goals that he's set, but not when you have to sign up for Social Security and Medicare taxes and all the rest of the taxes, fill out W-2s just to have the right to work. Like, get out of here. That's nothing to celebrate.
Right. So, you know, here on Free Talk Live, I would like to send out a Labor Day thank you to Alex, who is working there in Elgin, Minnesota, who working at GCN, because, you know, what we do here, Derek, this isn't work. This is fun. Talk on the radio. Alex, he's got to come in from whatever life he's got out there, push buttons for us, and I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Alex.
And thanks to everybody who's out there working today, doing, you know, real work. And about those call-in lines at 855-450-3733, SACL CAI brings them to you, and SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. It is owned and operated by Jason Osborne, a big supporter of Free Talk Live, big supporter of Liberty. And if you have a company that needs to try something new and the area of accounts receivable, try SACL CAI. They'll do well for you. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Lots of hardworking folks there at SACL CAI that will treat your customers with the respect that they deserve and that will best serve your business. It's SACL CAI, freetalklive.com, and you can see their banner on the right-hand side of the page, along with, well, one of the biggest websites in talk radio dumb. Let's go on to a different story, shall we, Derek?
Let's!
So, apparently, there was a situation at the U.S. Customs border thing here where a race car driver wasn't let through.
Why is that?
Swiss race car driver Simona De Silvestro told reporters on Thursday that being able to get into Baltimore was the best birthday present she could get. De Silvestro must not have been in Baltimore before, or else the border snafu she suffered last week was much more traumatizing than even imaginable. Silvestro tried to come into the United States last week to participate in the IndyCar race in Sonoma, California. An agent working for U.S. Customs became concerned over, get this, Derek, frequent trips from country to country that the 23-year-old racer had been taking as of late.
I don't know about that. You're trying to travel places. I don't think that's very safe.
Your passport has stamps on it.
How dare you?
You travel to too many countries.
You must be getting stuff done.
Silvestro tried to explain herself. The official refused to believe that the woman was, in fact, a professional racer. Now, people will suggest that, you know, we too often on this show point to prejudices on the side of bureaucrats. I'm wondering here if this bureaucrat was prejudiced against this Simona De Silvestro because she was a woman and they didn't think that a woman could in fact be an IndyCar driver.
I definitely think that's the case.
Now,
I mean, they said they didn't believe that she was a race car driver, right?
Yes.
Well,
I tend to be you know, have a certain presuppositions in my life. And one of those suppositions is that stupid, lazy people can be attracted to jobs like this custom thing where they just kind of surly people. I think that these jobs will take people that are even good folks and turn them a little surly just because it's dealing with the bureaucracy day in and day out.
The environment
sucks
you're in.
Your soul. But what kind of idiot what kind of woman would tell you that she's a professional IndyCar driver if she was some kind of A, terrorist, or B, drug dealer?
That's something you can Google. He could have just looked it up.
He could have, if that's what he had chosen to do, and we're assuming it was a he that did that. I think so. The official refused to believe that the woman was a professional race car. They're not making it clear here, and I don't remember it from later in the story, whether or not it was a male. I'll take that. I would guess that's the case. So they could have looked her up if that's what they wanted to do and provide excellent customer service for their customer base, but this isn't really their customer base. Their customer base is the people on up the line. They don't work for you and me. They work for, people in the bureaucracy.
Right. They're not incentivized by customers.
But try to imagine how, come on. What kind of dumb drug dealer lady would tell you she's an indie car driver?
Seriously, what was his real concern? Like, oh no, is this an international prostitute? Like, oh my goodness, why is she traveling? And that, there's no reason for that. And if he was really concerned that she was a drug dealer, he could have done some sort of search.
I can't even imagine what he was thinking,
right?
Precisely. Just, he didn't like the answer. Once again, we're dealing with an official here that didn't feel that their authority was being respected. Excuse me, young lady, you expect me to believe that an attractive woman, 23 years old, is an IndyCar driver? What kind of fool do you take me for? Baltimore, Maryland?
Yeah, he thought he was dreaming. You couldn't believe it. This beautiful woman just trying to get through. I'm going to hold her up for a little while longer.
She's got, I don't know what Simona looks like here. She's got the helmet on and that kind of thing. But, this to me, it's just so pathetic. They could have looked her up online if that's really what you wanted to do. But instead, this unaccountable bureaucrat has brought down upon themselves and upon their agency more, people. How can people take this seriously?
It's totally, first of all, they're totally unaccountable. And second of all, how do you make retribution for this? Like, they didn't let her in Baltimore, right? And that's where she had a race.
I think Sonoma, California. I think she was taking a flight from Baltimore to Sonoma. I'm just guessing.
Okay. So she was trying to fly. And they said, no, you can't fly because you're suspicious. Is that the story that I'm getting here?
I can finish the story up here in just a minute, but that's really what it boils down to.
Unbelievable.
855-450-3733. Are these customs officials not doing enough to keep us safe?
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Labor Day edition with Mark.
And Derek.
It just tickles me. On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some of the best prices that we know of on the Internet for gold and silver. It's important to buy low so that you can sell high. You know, this is the most important aspect of the investment that you can control, is what you pay. So go to gold.freetalklive.com. Not only are you getting some of the best prices available on the Internet in gold and silver, but you're helping to support Free Talk Live. You're helping to support GCN, which brings you Free Talk Live in many ways. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the story about this this race car driver, Simona De Silvestro. And she apparently got stopped at the Baltimore airport, and the incredulous customs official wouldn't let her into the country because that person could not believe that she was a professional race car driver.
Instead of respect his authority.
That's right. Instead of hearing her out, the U.S. official sent De Silvestro back to Switzerland and said she had to stay there for 2 months. She remained optimistic, however, and joked with reporters at Speed.com, "I should go enjoy some time at home anyway." Officials have since overturned the ban, and De Silvestro landed in Washington, D.C. Dulles Airport on Friday, only hours before she was expected to begin practice runs. She's scheduled to race in the Baltimore IndyCar Grand Prix this weekend. De Silvestro didn't want to go into the whole order to reporters, saying that it's too complicated. But it shouldn't happen again. It was just an official being difficult about nothing. It was all a big misunderstanding. And, you know, she is being very generous to this person. But when you're talking about, say, I'm just guessing that an IndyCar driver makes a lot of money.
Yeah, I would think so.
You know, maybe this isn't true.
With the promotions on their cars, you would think that that's how they make their bank.
If I was doing that job, I mean, which seems extraordinarily dangerous, I would expect to be paid well. But people often expect radio talk show hosts to be paid well. And Derek, what am I paying you?
I'm not ready to disclose
zero.
That information.
And I'm, you know, by no means making a huge paycheck.
This is news to me, Mark. You said something about my voice tickling you. I thought that was a promise for later. But
you coughed. Okay, jokes. I love them. So, Silvestro here is being generous to this person. But if you can imagine what this might have been like for somebody else, what it would have cost them in time and money. I mean, Silvestro, just when you get a ticket and you haven't had a month to plan ahead, it costs a lot of money. I mean, that ticket that you pay we're talking about going from Baltimore to Switzerland. I'm just guessing that's a $2,000 plane ticket. Maybe I'm going out on a limb here.
That's a bit high.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, bought day of?
Yeah. I would ballpark 800 to 1,000.
Okay. I would think 800 to 1,000 if you bought it ahead. I would think that...
Okay. You think so?
I
don't have much experience buying day of. So.
Yeah, buying day of is a great way to get screwed.
Well,
you know? I'm thinking to her, she's thinking, well, discretion, better part of valor. Don't want to mess with these Americans who might feel like I'm Dixie-chicking them by saying that I've been treated poorly here. You know, a lot of my audience are Americans. I don't want to offend them. So
she has to keep a good face for PR, right? So she doesn't want to, like, criminalize this guy who mistreated her.
Yeah, I mean, and...
she doesn't want to shine a light on what really happened.
You know, firing this dude... it's not going to change things.
It doesn't change the incentives.
When you give this customs agent the ability to send somebody home because, well, they didn't feel like their answer was good enough. And, you know, what I feel the high crime here was is that they didn't bother to even check. They just, you know, instead of going and giving this person a laptop computer where they can quickly, check some of this information. A lot of things can be checked online these days.
He could have checked on his phone.
Yeah, if he had it. Yeah, I mean, you know, different people have different phone plans, but indeed that's the case. Imagine how much more justified he would feel if he would have gone and checked and been right. Well, I don't see here your name under IndyCar Racer.
Well, don't you think under, like, a free market of airports or airlines, rather, took care of their own security, that's the type of scanning they would do? Oh, you're a race car driver? All right. Well, let me check that out.
This isn't actually airline security, interestingly. This is country security. This is customs.
Oh, this is the guy you go to who's like, you know, did you pack your own bags, that sort of thing, and like, where are you traveling?
I don't know specific. I've only been through customs a few times. It's been some time, but these are the bureaucrats that decide whether or not you get in the country, not whether or not you get on the plane.
Yes. Okay.
And so this is why it's, you know, such a sticky situation is, you know, nations all over have these people that are supposedly keeping folks safe.
It is so crappy.
And what, in fact, they do is they make it more difficult for people to get in the country, tourists spend money, people come there to work and make money. I just think we'd be so much better off with fewer of these people. I don't think they really solve much.
No, they're not solving any problems. They are not. I mean, do they even report how many criminals they've stopped?
Well, customs, I'm sure they've been around a very long time. I imagine they found a lot of stuff throughout the years.
Anything that any person with two eyes to see and two ears to hear couldn't detect?
I'll bet they found a lot of things in bags that they could call bad, whether they were drugs or guns or whatever it is that they might have found. You know, the terrorist was trying to sneak in this, that, or the other thing. You know, to some extent, this comes down to the situation where, hey, we probably wouldn't have as much terrorism if we didn't have, our country, our military, and all over the world. But even if you just put in a situation where, hey, this person, if they're wrong, here's what I think you could do. The one step you could take is I think that government officials need to be responsible for their actions. So this official, whom is not being held responsible for their actions, should have been responsible for paying this person's airline flight back.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess, and one here, too, because they wouldn't have had to make the second trip. So it was basically a round trip that they caused with their big mistake. Rather than choosing to check these things out, they were in, you know, they made that big mistake. And if they made some kind of big mistake where they let, you know, some obvious terrorist through, they should be responsible for that too.
Hear, hear. And he can't give back the hours of her life that he stole.
Yeah.
So,
the
I mean,
money and the hours, sure.
At least a retribution in the form of financial payment would be necessary.
It'd be a big step in the right direction.
Right.
She might very well waive it, but, you know, if this person gets caught, and this is the only reason they're getting caught is because this is an IndyCar driver. If this person did this to somebody else, and, like, I'm just guessing that the kind of person that would send the IndyCar lady back would do it to other people, how many people have they sent back unjustly? Well, these aren't real Americans. They ain't real people. We can do whatever we want with them.
Disgusting. So, I can't believe that there's no accountability for these types of people.
Indeed. And, you know, even in this circumstance, no accountability. This racer's being kind and generous because it's in her best interest to not, you know, upset any ultra-naturalist, nationalist, jingoist Americans that might be, you know, fond of her as a racer. And this bureaucrat who, you know, took all this time and energy and money, I mean, how many carbon credits is this a result of? If that's your view of the world, you know, I mean,
gross.
How many fossil fuels were burned getting her back and forth to the United States because of this nonsense?
Well, I definitely think it's a waste of capital.
It certainly is.
If carbon credits aren't your game, I think it's a malinvestment of resources. I would encourage this Simona De Silvestro to speak out a little more about the incident, to get to the bottom of really what happened. I want to know. And if she's worried about her PR or something because Americans will turn against her, I think she'd be mistaken, because I think a lot of Americans are upset with the bureaucracy at the airport.
I think a lot of them are, but often people don't care about what happens to other folks, and, you know, the foreigners.
She has fans.
She has fans. I think that might make the difference. And by the way, you said that she was pretty, and I looked up pictures, and she certainly is.
Oh,
she's a pretty girl.
Well, of course she is.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think that it should matter. Frankly, she could be horse faced for all that matters. I mean, she has rights that are due to her. But,
well, I was saying that because I suspected that the person at the airport wanted to just keep her there longer and just enjoy the pretty face.
Apparently they sent her off without even checking out the, checking out her story on the internet, which I thought, by the way, was brilliant. I didn't consider that as an option, but it certainly is.
They've got computers in front of them. Why not?
Yeah. Maybe they would think that. Maybe they wouldn't. Who knows? But
you'd think
if the computer was there, maybe she would think of it. Look me up on the internet.
Yeah. She could have shown them on her phone.
Right. If some government bureaucrat didn't believe for whatever reason I'm a radio talk show host, yeah? Well, let's go online real quick. I got my picture. I'll show you.
There's accountability.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tasted like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.